Welcome to the Rooted and Established podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Snyder, and I'm so glad you're here, taking time out of your busy life to join in the conversation. In this space, we'll discuss what it means to live a life rooted in Christ and what that looks like practically in the different areas of our lives. Through short, manageable episodes that you can listen to while doing the dishes or taking a shower, we'll talk about how to live our lives intentionally as Christ followers. My prayer is that in whatever roles we fill or responsibilities we have, no matter where we are planted, we will become rooted and established in Christ. Welcome back, friends, and Happy New Year. We are in 2022, a brand new year. Last year, I kicked off this podcast with a New Year's episode. I talked mostly about the purpose and intent behind choosing a word for the year. While I still love choosing a word, I did it again this year, and you should go take a listen to that episode if you haven't already. That topic is not this. That's not what we're covering today. This episode is for two types of people. First, the one running full speed into the new year, ready to set goals, take on new challenges, and make big waves. The second, it's for the one not doing all of those things. So for those of you listening who are in the first category, the go-getter, ready to take on the world, hang on one second before you dive headfirst into the new year. I love a new year, a fresh start, the feeling of possibility and opportunity, just like everything resets. And I imagine if you're in this first group, you do too, which is why you already have a list of goals or plans, maybe even broken down by month or quarter. Or maybe you're just so excited that you haven't bothered taking the time to actually write out any goals and you're just running forward on adrenaline and passion. But may I encourage you, before you plow ahead, take a moment to stop and seek the Lord. Spend some time in prayer. And I don't mean like 5 minutes of prayer before diving into your to-do list. I'm talking a prolonged time of prayer or praying over several days or weeks, possibly even participating in the spiritual practice of fasting, really listening and waiting on the Lord. This will set your heart and intentions on what the Lord has for you this year. Maybe your goals and dreams are spot on to what He is calling you to do. But if you're anything like me, it's easy to just start running without actually stopping to seek the Lord. Once you've spent some time seeking the Lord, like truly seeking Him and His will, then make a plan. If you've set your goals already, great. If not, take some time to do that. Break them down into measurable action steps. Set up reminders throughout the year to check in. Usually quarterly works really well, to see how you're doing or how you need to switch things up. Share your goals with someone that can help keep you accountable. Writing your goals down and sharing them will make you much more likely to accomplish the things you set out to do. If you need some extra help with this, I've created a free goal setting workbook to not only set the goals, but create an action plan to actually meet those goals. You can get it at the link in the show description. Hi, friends. Taking a quick break to tell you about something new we are doing here on the podcast, Rooted Recommendations. Okay, yes, it's an ad or commercial, but Rooted Recommendations sounds so much better, or at least more fun, right? Your girl loves some alliteration. But I promise to keep these short and sweet and only share about things I truly love and believe in and that I think you really should know about. So let me tell you about something I have been loving for a long time. The Balanced Life Pilates membership. This sisterhood of women around the world is an online Pilates membership where you can move your body and practice Pilates in your own home at your own pace. Each month, we get a new calendar of workouts, a fresh full-length workout, a new mission to focus on, and yummy recipes. The membership is loaded with over 200 plus workouts to choose from if the one scheduled for the day just isn't your jam. Most of the workouts are 10 to 15 minutes long, require little to no equipment, and can be modified for different skill levels. I've been with the sisterhood for over 5 years, and I so appreciate the grace-filled approach to moving our bodies. If you're looking for a healthy way to move your body and connect with other like-minded women, check out the link in the show description to learn more and get your first month for just $7. All right, that wasn't so bad, right? Okay, back to the episode. Now for the second group. Perhaps you're not as excited about the new year. Maybe you're just tired or depressed or anxious because of all we've seen and been through the past couple of years. Maybe you're just not the goal-setting type. Maybe you have hopes and dreams and things you'd love to see happen, but discouragement has been creeping in. So you're happy to walk slowly, cautiously into the new year. I hope you hear me on this. That's okay. It's okay to not be all gung-ho about a new year and wanting to create new rhythms and set new goals. It's okay if you're in a hard season and you'd rather rest more than work. It's okay. But may I encourage you like I encouraged the first group? Still seek the Lord. Even if you aren't praying and fasting about your health and business goals, pray and fast and seek Him simply for the sake of seeking Him and getting to know Him better. Take your cares and worries to Him. Rest in His peace and comfort and unchangingness. Know that He is good even when things are hard. Remember that even when you don't feel like doing what He has called you to do, He has promised to give you everything you need for life and godliness. Know you aren't alone in your feelings. It's okay to go slow. Savor the moment and really process things before jumping into something new. If you're moving slower because that's just your pace, awesome, keep going. But if you're feeling this way because of stress or depression or lack of direction and purpose, take that to Jesus. Consider getting counseling or talking to a pastor or trusted mentor or just a friend. A new year or aspirational goals aren't going to make those feelings go away. So if you're struggling this new year, reach out to ask for help. I'll link a good resource for counseling for you in the show description. But ultimately, ask the Lord how He wants you to proceed this year. I believe that when we seek Him, the Lord will honor both paths. Being a Christ follower isn't about how much we can accomplish or how effective we are at accomplishing our goals. And being thoughtful or slower paced doesn't make us holier. One is not better than the other. We all need to seek Him in this new year and every day after. He is the one worth pursuing. He will honor our efforts and equip and resource us in our callings. But let's first seek Him so that we may look more and more like Him each day, regardless of how we are moving into this new year. I'll talk to you next week, friends. Thanks for listening to the Rooted and Established podcast. As always, I'm so grateful you took time to listen. I would be honored if you take a moment to leave a 5-star rating and positive review. This helps other potential listeners know that this is a podcast worth listening to. And while you're at it, screenshot the podcast and put it on your social media or stories to share with your friends. That is worth 1,000 thank yous. But if you tag me, I'll be sure to personally thank you myself. I hope you have a great week, and we'll chat again soon.